TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
High noon, Patriots Friday, Jones and Keefe. Here on WEEI.
Really high.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you're riding high, celebrating a division title.
I didn't realize this.
Huh?
There's bagels left over from Greg's show, which is very nice. They share those food with us. Keith famously never eats breakfast unless it's just sitting here in the studio.
I had one of those. I had a half a bagel. I also, there was barbecue from the afternoon show yesterday.
I saw you were chowing down on some cornbread. I saw that.
I ate a tray of cornbread earlier.
I was wondering where that came from.
Oh, so the fridge.
By the way,
it's up for grabs, everybody. It's not Courtney's.
They're going to be yelling at me more than you because I've been in there 3 or 4 times.
That's true. Nick's going to
keep going back to the cornbread.
This is sort of the issue.
I've been having a lot of pulled pork. It's really good.
Nice. Oh, that's in there. Yeah, dude.
There's so much food.
I thought you were just eating cornbread. I only saw you eating the cornbread.
And I appreciate
you're just
those.
Like in there. You're just shame eating in the other room.
Thing
is,
the pumpkin thing.
That's
awesome.
In there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I ate the pumpkin thing too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's still there.
Go to break.
We'll be right back after these.
No, but I had one of those bagels where Keith's like, oh yeah, I had a buttered one. I'm like, I just got like a plain one.
I hope it was butter.
No, that what? It was buttered.
Okay,
but I didn't realize it was buttered already. So I threw cream cheese on top of it. Now I'm like,
a little full.
Well, not only that, I just feel it's
get the shakes.
No, it was like it's a little greasier than I was expecting.
It's greasier.
Yeah, now it's feeling
all right.
Butter and cream cheese.
Wash it down with some cornbread.
Yeah, I might need to go lop up some of the cornbread.
No, but I appreciate our co-workers for putting that in the fridge yesterday, because usually people just leave it out overnight. I'll still eat it, but just leave it out. And
but
you're like, you look at it,
you'll eat it. You just would prefer it to be refrigerated, but you'll eat it either way.
Nice job by them. So I appreciate that. That's good synergy. That's what we're talking about right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's trays of stuff in the fridge.
And that means it's up for grabs in there.
That's what I've always been led to believe until I was shamed publicly about a year ago today.
Oh, is it the anniversary?
No, I don't know when it was.
Happy Celsius Day.
There's still some morons that bring it up like on the text line.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would say we get that at least once a day on the text line.
It's the same sad loser. All he tweets about, all he texts about. We've all moved past it.
Yeah.
Except for that guy.
I can't imagine my doctor's going to be thrilled with the butter cream cheese combo there that I just took down.
It.
But yeah, that's okay. Well, it's good to know there's barbecue
down there.
Keep
that to
yourself. First, I've heard there's barbecue down there. You guys just been woofing barbecue all
the
time?
There may not be any more, and me and Nick have put a pretty good dent into it.
So first I've heard
it. I've been eating since like 7:45 this morning.
He had breakfast. He's a big breakfast guy, Nick is, turns out.
By the way,
if it's barbecue.
Just scores and scores of people have come out and said,
yeah,
breakfast on Thanksgiving is the only way to do it.
Nobody.
Yeah, well,
that was one of your wild takes. One of many.
That's not.
We're still thinking about doing a top five Friday for worst takes, right? That's a good top five.
Oh, yeah. We
today was Tigers, obviously, with the Bengals game coming up on Sunday. But at some point, we will do top five worst takes.
August of Stash on Twitter.
What?
If I'm saying that right.
Yeah. Oh, for November, maybe.
It's like August. It's like stretching before you work out. Rookie mistake going in cold.
Yeah,
that's like
true.
What it is. You got to stretch.
Get a good stretch in.
get that breakfast on Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. We will get to the Week in Review at 12:45. We have Keefe's Keys at 1 o'clock as well to Pats and Bengals. So stay tuned for it, plus Mike and Wenu on a Patriots Friday. No Milton Williams this week. Last time,
I know,
his final appearance on Patriots Friday, and then he got hurt, apparently.
Well, hopefully we'll get him last week of the season.
Yeah.
And maybe the deep playoff run.
We can ask.
Fingers crossed.
How much are you blaming us?
Can't. We never asked him anything about, hey, have you ever...
High ankle sprain.
Had a high ankle sprain.
No, okay. Never have I ever with Wenu, okay?
I'm not.
We might.
We're going to go through the list of the fast food places and see how many he's been to. We're going to do that. We're going to quiz him rapid fire.
Honestly, I'd be fascinated to know.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay, so last night, though, the division's done, right? The Bills are not winning
it
the
AFC. And this isn't just us getting over our skis. If you look at the division right now, the Patriots are 9-2. And the Bills fall to 7-4. The Patriots have the current head-to-head matchup. We know there's one more game coming up. So worst-case scenario for the Pats, they split, or they just really distance themselves, and then they might officially, mathematically clinch in that game against the Bills. But I think it's already over, because after head-to-head, the next tiebreaker in the division is the division record. And the Bills lost to the Dolphins. So as long as the Pats don't lose to the Dolphins or the Jets in their last two games of the season, they will also have that tiebreaker, meaning the Patriots would need to lose three times and the Bills would need to win out.
How many more losses do you think the Patriots have on their schedule?
One.
So that would also be my pick. I think they're going to split with I don't necessarily have a pick on it yet, but I think they're going to split with Baltimore and Buffalo. They should split those two games, and they won't lose to anybody else. That's one more loss. But let's say they lose the two hard games on the schedule, and Buffalo wins out. As you just said, the Patriots still win the tiebreaker because the next tiebreaker is division, and in that scenario, Pats would be 5-1 in the division, Bills would be 4-2, division goes to the
Pats.
So they need to lose three games,
and
maybe a divisional game in there, and the Bills still need to win out.
They need to win out in their final six games of the season. Are you ready for this? You're sitting down?
Buffalo
Bills?
Yeah.
At Pittsburgh.
Win.
Okay, before you answer.
Win.
They've lost three road games this year, including Atlanta, Houston, and Miami.
Those
are all of their losses.
Give me their point total in those three losses.
They scored 14 against Atlanta, 13 against the Fish, and 19 last night.
So in their three road losses, they have not gotten to 20 points.
So I'm not even giving them the Pittsburgh game.
I'll give it to them.
I'm not giving them the Pittsburgh game.
As a wise man once said, I'll hold my nose and give it to them.
Right, then week 14, they play Cincinnati, where you and I will both agree Joe Burrow plays in that game.
Burrow will be back for that.
Burrow and Chase should play in that game.
I fully expect it, yes.
I still think the Bills win that one, but it's Burrow and Chase, so that's way more of a game than it would have been. Then the rematch at New England. There's no guarantee the Bills win that by any means.
No, but let's
We're just saying for the sake of argument, give it to them. But
let's say the Bills win it,
Then they're at Cleveland, should be a win. Then they're home to Philadelphia before wrapping up the season with the Jets. So they have three really tough games, including the head-to-head game, Philadelphia and at Pittsburgh. So a tougher rest of the schedule than the Patriots have. Plus,
by a mile,
they need to win out, and they need the Pats to win, or I'm sorry, lose three games.
Correct.
So the division is over. What a thrill. Can't wait for the shirt. They should probably start printing those up. I understand if you don't want to jinx it, you don't want to sell them.
No, I would get a head start on those, though.
You should, because you're going to want them immediately after you officially clinch. I recommend putting them in the Nor'easter Blue Grays.
It's a great recommendation.
Send a few our way. I hate to beg for stuff, but I'm not above it.
We still haven't gotten our jerseys. We haven't
gotten
our
helmet.
You had to win a competition to get the helmet.
How many entries were there? Like 10,000? I had to be around it. Do you think there's any chance
you were given a fair shot?
They pulled it and they're like, "Nah, this guy wants it too much.
Yeah,
throw it away."
I think there's a very high likelihood of that. Yeah,
son of a bitch.
No, we haven't gotten our jerseys yet, but maybe we can get our division runs through Foxborough with the Nor'easter Blue icy blue T-shirts. I'd take that for sure.
Yeah, but they won the division for the first time since Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in 2019.
Division's
That's incredible.
Division's over. They are winning the division. So when I say the Bills are dead, I'm talking about in the AFC East. They should still be a playoff team. I think. I mean, am I being too charitable giving them that? They look like garbage last night.
And how many more losses
do they
have?
I know the Houston defense is good, but like maybe I'm too charitable because they look like garbage last night. How many more losses do they have? Let's say two.
Okay. So then they'd be 11-6.
Yeah, it's a playoff team.
Yeah, it's definitely a playoff team. Right? 11-6? Am I doing the math right?
Yeah.
They'd be 11-6. That should get them in. As of this moment, they are the sixth seed. They're tied with L.A., who's the 5 seed, at 7-4. Jacksonville hasn't played their 11th game yet, so that's this weekend. The Texans are 6-5. Then you have Kansas City and Baltimore kind of breathing down their necks, 5-5. So this is one of those where, what are the chances now that Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo all get in? I think it's lower and lower.
They'd have to be – well, they wouldn't have to be the three wild cards. I take that back.
Baltimore could knock off Pittsburgh. That would have to be the scenario. I think you'd have to get Pittsburgh out of there, Jacksonville out of there, and the Chargers out of there.
Yeah.
So, the fact that Drake May could go into the playoffs for the first time in his career, and you know Burrow's out of it, maybe Lamar's out of it, maybe Mahomes. I think Allen's in.
I think the Bills are going to get in.
But they're going to be on the road the whole time. Like, it is pretty amazing because I would have assumed all those guys – would have won their divisions. Maybe, yeah. The North, there's only one of them can, between Lamar and Burrow. But you know what I'm saying? I thought three of them would be division winners.
But I think if you went back and looked at our division, our playoff predictions, we had them all as playoff teams, yeah.
So that is a wild turnaround. So it's not just how well the Patriots are playing, but it's just how the AFC has unfolded this year, which is amazing.
So, look, I think the division's over. I think the Pats are going to, cruise, really, to the division. If they split, they lose both Baltimore and Buffalo, all they have to do is win all their other easy games, which I think they'll do, and the division's done. That's even if Buffalo wins out, which I don't think the Bills are going to do.
Right.
So that's not where we're at. So
Duck boats.
The division's over. I think they have the inside track on the one seed. I wouldn't say that's done yet, but Denver, we illustrated this weeks ago, or at least at the beginning of last week. Denver and Indy both have way harder schedules than the Pats. The Chargers just got spanked last week by Jacksonville. The Bills are now not going to catch the Patriots. They have the inside track on the one seed. Mm-hmm. I'd say there's a good chance they get that, and they're going to win the division. That's year one with Vrabel and year one with May as a full-time from week one starting quarterback, year two for him, if you will. So, yeah, that's way ahead of schedule. Great, great news. And I don't know. I mean, Buffalo is too Josh Allen reliant. He's still spectacular. He didn't play great last night. I honestly didn't think he played great in the 6-touchdown game the week before. He had a bunch of turnovers in that game. And I think they're asking him to do way too much. We asked that question about Drake May. Is too much on Drake May's shoulders? Is he even asked to do too much? The answer is definitely yes with Josh Allen. Maybe Allen can do it. Maybe Allen can carry the team. But they're clearly asking him to do it. And that Houston defense, Keith, is unreal. Like that Houston defense, that the edge players there, their defense in general is fast. It hits hard. It creates turnovers. They took away run lanes from Josh Allen. Guys like Will, I think they're calling him Manderson.
Did not quit on
plays where Josh Allen was circling around 18 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He had a chance at him. He circled back. He got him again a second time. That defense is relentless. So I take Houston seriously. Bills are dead in the division, and I wonder if their window, as you said earlier, is closed if it was ever even open in the first place.
Yeah, no, I think everybody sort of anointed them as one of those teams, and no Super Bowl appearances yet, despite all the MVP caliber seasons and even the MVP legitimate season that he won last year with Josh Allen. And, you know, it's one thing to have the Chiefs beat him every single year, but this year that might not even be the case. You know, something else might stand in their way. They've kind of struggled. To your point, they've put everything on Josh Allen. And, you know, he might be up for it on certain games, but can you see him now, especially if they're not going to be the number one seed? Toss that out. That's for sure not going to happen. They're not going to win the division, so they have to win three road playoff games before getting to the Super Bowl. Like, if you want to even take just their perspective for a minute, I really don't think that's happening.
No.
And that's sort of a failure in how they've built the team around Allen. Like, they found an awesome, awesome player. They got a good running back in Cook. But their receivers are bad. Their tight ends are average. The O-line's whatever. And the defense doesn't really stand out. So that's tough.
Here's a text that I disagree with. I'll just say it up front. But you tell me what you think the validity is to this.
All right.
617-779-7937. All these so-called great teams are now struggling. Is this a sign of what happens when you pay your franchise quarterback? They write $200 billion. But, you know, at the top of the market.
Oh, good question. But no, I don't think so. I mean, look at the NFC teams. They're paying their quarterbacks a lot of money, and they're doing pretty good. You look at the Detroit Lions, for example. They've paid everybody. You can pay everybody. You got to get creative. You got to, you know, do weird stuff, move all it around or whatever, but you can pay guys.
The trick is what a lot of these owners do, and what Buffalo's probably doing, although I got to look at their books, but what Buffalo's probably doing is they pay Josh Allen, and they're choosing to let other good players go. You know, Diggs would be one of them, and I wasn't surprised they were done with Diggs. Some of their defensive players, I think, aged out, although is Poyer's back, right? He's playing in the game last night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but they scooped him up off a practice squad in the middle of the season.
And those guys, like, aged out. So maybe they're paying guys on defense, but I don't know.
They are 30th in cap space right now. They have $2.7 million.
But didn't Mahomes sign his crazy deal in, like, 20?
Yeah, and 21. They've won a bunch of Super Bowls
they've
since.
Been to like every Super Bowl.
So to me, that would be an ownership excuse. We're paying the quarterback. We don't have room to pay everybody else. And I think a lot of owners take that route. They're probably doing that with Burrow in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of owners use that excuse. I think it's just that. I think it's an excuse.
But I also think
you got to continue paying guys around the quarterback. And to Keith's point, you can.
But you also need to hit on some picks. You know, like Keon Coleman. You could have had a better second-round pick there. You know, the same stuff we would criticize 100%. Belichick for, but we'll criticize these other teams. Like, if you took a real receiver there at two, or not at two, in the second round, different story. They didn't give a lot of money to him, but, like, some of their free agent moves, they got, like, Curtis Samuel and stuff, they're relying on him, and, like, Josh Palmer. Like,
yeah, they actually kind of paid Palmer this offseason, I think.
Yeah, they basically went N'Keal Harry, Nelson Aguilar. Yeah. Like, that's what they did. They tried.
Honestly,
it's
a great point.
Yeah.
And remember the GM there? You brought this up the other day. The GM there was, like,
real defensive,
scolding them for talking about the crummy receivers.
Yeah, he went on a radio show just ripping those guys in Buffalo for it, and they were like, I'm like, they seem to be pretty accurate.
Those guys kind of know what they're talking about. 617.
Their highest paid receiver is Curtis Samuel at $9 million.
Okay, so wow, you mentioned
Josh
his name.
Josh Palmer got 4.3.
Did not pay him. I thought it was more
for this year anyway.
Yeah.
No, but actually, it was more than that because his dead cap number is like almost $60
million. Yeah, but these are the type of guys that they brought in. Like, what are you expecting?
617-779-7937. All right, we have Keith.
Uh-huh.
You want to go to the uniform call first?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go with the guy who I think is claiming to know John in Rhode Island?
I mean, I'm intrigued by both. So let's go whoever's been waiting longer.
Mark in Rockport, hello.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty great.
Good. Well, so yeah, I know John on Rhode Island, and he mentioned yesterday that he's got a fancy brunette coming over, you know, for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
And
we perked up at that, quite frankly, yeah.
Yeah. Familiar, if you know what I mean, with the party of the second part. And in fact, if you like, I can tell you what she's bringing to his house on Thanksgiving.
You mean food?
We're on the radio.
You mean
here, Mark.
You mean for a meal of food is what you mean, like leftovers.
What is she bringing?
What's she bringing?
I'll bite.
Crabs.
Oh, Jesus, Mark.
Nasty.
Hell. Honestly.
Yes! He got us. He got us good. Damn you, Mark and Rockport.
I didn't even allow myself to come up with a guess, so I was not prepared really for anything there. Could have been anything.
Man, I was bracing for turkey and mashed
poes. No, he went a different way.
Maybe some macaroni and cheese. It was right there under our nose.
Yep. I'm starting to think he doesn't know John.
John, if you're out there, you can dial us up. All right, Dave's in Auburn. This is good uniform talk here.
All right, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I just thought you should probably bring Mego in on that one because she would bring crabs from Maryland.
Well, that's okay. From Maryland. Oh, I see. Okay.
That's a common dish, guys.
Got it.
Come on.
Got it. Yeah, sure.
So the unis last night, I know we all love the uniforms on this show. We're fans of them.
Yes.
I think the helmets could have been better. You know how it had like a black horn? It had a black face mask. Like I would probably have like a black visor or like a black and red visor.
Okay,
with,
so
like,
I got
some Dave, black face mask.
Dave, this is a good question. Why don't we uniform police?
Did you
Texan
ever think
shirts?
That maybe yeah. there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
I'm glad he brought these up because we've gone almost a half a show here without mentioning.
I'm disappointed. We haven't brought them up.
Yeah, the Texans uniforms?
That's kind of on us.
You have a thought?
I hated them.
Awful.
Yeah, real bad.
One of the worst uniforms I've ever seen, specifically the helmet. And that's, I think, what he was talking about. Like, well, tweak the helmet.
He was talking about the face.
Whole helmet's garbage.
I kind of like that mask matched the rest of the helmet. I just hated that color, and I hated that it was so red.
But it's like red on red, and the helmet red didn't necessarily match the jersey red. It was similar to like the Ducks when they had the weird different oranges in their uniform.
Yep.
That is a awful uniform. That looks like it'd be in the Arena League at best.
Is that red? That red doesn't match?
I don't think so. Maybe it's because of the way it's shiny, it but like in game. No,
I also think it matches, but I get what
don't
you're saying.
Don't get bogged the down helmets, with the that helmets, detail.
We're asking Keith to look at something 10 feet across the room.
But also, it's like, what is that? That's not their logo.
The man's colorblind and needs glasses, and we're relying on
that's why I'm good for the Fashion Police. I'll tell you what uniform's good. No, that is, it was offensive. And the Bills were wearing, they're all whites. They look fine. Those are good. But those were terrible helmets. Terrible helmets, and the red on red does not look great.
No, but I'm saying I disagree with him specifically on the face mask, though.
I don't really care about the face mask. More teams
should have the face mask match
the rest of the helmet.
Yeah, I didn't hate that.
I guess.
Now, do a bunch of teams do that, and it stood out more with that uniform last night? Maybe more teams do that than I realize.
I don't know, but I really didn't care for it.
I didn't like the red, and I didn't like the red on red, and as the Twitch chat is saying, they look like Christmas ornaments. That is true. Which I like a Christmas ornament.
I love Christmas ornaments.
I didn't like the look on the field last night, though.
Is your tree already up?
Is my tree already up?
Yeah,
No.
You're getting a tree.
No, I told you this.
Oh, you
the
ordered
other day.
It.
My wife has already ordered. We've never done this before.
Yeah.
My wife has already ordered the tree to be delivered. I want to say on like December 6th. She's already had it ready to go.
I feel like a tree being delivered takes a little bit away from the spirit of Christmas.
So I don't disagree, okay. But it also saves me having to do that, which I don't really ever particularly enjoy doing.
True.
And so I didn't want to fight it, but yeah. I did think in my head when she brought this up that I could point that out to her.
I like going,
I don't want to have to go do that and waste hour plus to go do that.
It shouldn't
turn around
and
go set up the
long.
Tree.
What I don't like
you got to drive out of Charlestown to go get yourself a tree.
Yeah, I guess that's different. Yeah, you're in a different spot. So I'll go.
You could just go right down the street to the IHOP.
Oh,
do
they have them over here?
Yeah, they sell trees out of that IHOP.
Oh yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
my favorite thing every year is picking out the tree finally. And then sheepishly asking the person, can you help me put the tree on the roof?
Oh, yeah. No,
and
they
look at you like you're such a loser. Right. Like, you don't know how to do it. I'm like, well, I just don't want to fly off my car.
Right. I just don't want to be charged with manslaughter for my tree blowing off the roof of my car.
You can't tie it to the roof of your car. I'm like, I'm a moron. No,
I can't. I wasn't a Boy Scout. I don't know how to do knots.
I never became an Eagle Scout. Yeah. I apologize.
Knots are not my thing. Yeah. You take that up with my father.
I'm like, holding on to the tree as I'm driving back.
You take that up with my parents if you'd like to. Yeah. And they're parenting skills, but I was neither a Boy Scout nor Eagle Scout.
No, never made it that far.
I can't tie a knot. What do you want from me?
But they're like disgusted. It's like, you're in the tree business. Like, part of it would be tying it to the roof of these cars. I don't have a pickup truck.
That's like, I couldn't change a tire to save my life.
No, it would take me a day and a half.
No, I'm saying I couldn't.
Yo,
I'm saying like the way I change a tire is I call AAA and I would wait.
Oh, give them a call.
I would wait days for them. If they took you days to get there, I would just sit there. I'd be like, you come fix my tire. I was not taught this as a child.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't decide to learn it on my own. I have a AAA
this
card.
This is why I pay for AAA.
Yeah, is what I do.
Good point.
So you could take days, you could take weeks to come. I would sit there by my car waiting for you to come fix my tire.
Tire flying off is just as bad as a tree flying off.
Yeah, true.
The amount of junk I have in my trunk that I don't.
Sick brag, bro.
Hell yeah.
Don't clip that.
Shake it.
That I would have to, if I needed to find the spare tire, the side of the road would just be covered with, like, kids' toys, like, all kinds of... I have a DVD player in the back of my car for some reason. No reason.
Sick
no
brag, reason. Bro.
All that stuff. I'd have to get all of that out first just to find the spare tire.
The last time, there's a donut in the trunk, right?
Yep.
And they're like, where's the equipment to, like, undo all these.
Sure.
And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean for?
Sure, just get in there. Yeah, just like, poke around in there.
I'm supposed to know where that is? I don't know. I called you for a reason. I don't know where any of this stuff is.
You guys
is.
Didn't bring a tire?
No, I know where
need you.
I know where the donut is, but they needed like the equipment to like unscrew it. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know.
They needed the jack.
I have no idea what those are called.
Do you know what those are called?
I don't. That's why I called it the thing.
Yeah, the thing. Light is what the lug nuts are.
Yeah, sure. No. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Is that the word? I don't know.
Jones thought a chicken lays 100 eggs
so
a day.
So much this week.
So what do you think? Obviously, he's not gonna.
You thought it was 12.
Oh, closer than
it was closer.
It's not 100.
It was closer.
I got you. I don't know. On Price is Right rules.
It turns out anything over one or two is alarmingly high. I kind of, honestly, the more I think about it, chicken's kind of lazy. I thought they were doing
one egg a day.
Yeah, I thought they were doing a lot more, to be honest.
Wow. Okay. They get up so early, too, for nothing. The amount of junk I have in my trunk.
That real late entry for Brag of the Week.
Yeah, I know.
Stay tuned. Week in Review comes your way at 12:45. Let's get back into somehow Keefe and I are the only two who do not think Joe Burrow is playing in this game this weekend.
He needs to literally throw a touchdown on Sunday for me to believe that he is.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.